Jacob Murphy, Newcastle winger on Twin Bond, Wembley, and England Hope, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-09T06:50:19.885Z, description colon Newcastle winger Jacob Murphy talks to Football Focus about the season of his career, his twin Josh and his England ambitions, Murphy on England dreams, Twin Bond and Wembley glory. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, Dan Byrne helps inspire my England dreams, published 1 hour ago, Liam McDevitt Football Focus, Newcastle United winger Jacob Murphy is having the season of his career. The 30-year-old helped the club he supported as a boy to their first trophy since 1969 when they shocked Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final. His 8 goals and 11 assists in the Premier League have him touted for a first England call-up. Murphy has been talking to BBC Football Focus about everything from his twin Josh to the Carabao Cup final to his international ambitions. You can watch the full interview on BBC One from 11:30 BST on Saturday, and on BBC iPlayer and online, on Growing Up with Twin Josh, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Jacob and Josh Murphy faced each other in August 2018 in the Premier League game between Newcastle and Cardiff. Murphy's twin brother Josh plays for Championship side Portsmouth. The pair were both born in London but moved to Norfolk as children and joined Norwich at under-12 level. They both bounced around various EFL clubs for a bit, with Jacob joining Newcastle in 2017. Both of them have enjoyed arguably the best couple of years of their career. Josh scored twice in the 2023-24 League One playoff final for Oxford against Bolton Wanderers, and was named Pompey's Player of the Season recently. "It's a weird one," said Jacob. "Everyone else in a career in football has to do it alone. I was lucky that I had Josh. We've always been each other's biggest support, all the way through, even going back as early as someone to practice with in the garden. We took that connection and relationship into our playing days in Norwich's youth teams. People used to say about twin telepathy. I would cut in and only look to pass to Josh, and he was the same." On joining his boyhood club, Murphy's family are from the northeast of England, so he grew up as a Magpies fan even though they lived hundreds of miles away. His route to St James Park was a circuitous one, with loan spells at Swindon Town, Southend, Blackpool, Scunthorpe United, Colchester United and Coventry City from Norwich before his 2017 switch to the Magpies. "Everyone needs their own individual journey of weird and wonderful things to find themselves," he said. "You have a crossroads situation where your career will go one of two ways. I vow to always choose the better path. My agent let me know Newcastle were interested. I was like, come on, let's get this done. Once you know the team you supported has come in for you, it makes it an easy decision. To look down and constantly have the Newcastle crest on your shirt is amazing." On finding his top form, Murphy had 2 loan spells in the Championship in his first 3 seasons at Newcastle, with West Bromwich Albion and Sheffield Wednesday. His career has been somewhat of a slow burner. Until this season he had not scored more than 4 Premier League goals in a season. "I do have targets but I never try to force it," said Murphy. "I always let it come to me if I'm doing the correct things. That's how the universe works, it'll always find you. This season been finding me. I have a great striker in Alex Isak to provide for and great experience behind me. Everything is clicking to help elevate my game, and then I think my game elevates others." On the Wembley win, to play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, "Best day of my life." Murphy was part of the Newcastle team that beat Liverpool 2-1 in the Carabao Cup final in March, and set up Isak's goal to make it 2-0. That was the Magpies' first trophy since the Intercities Fairs Cup in 1969, and their first domestic one since the 1955 FA Cup. Murphy also played in the 2023 Carabao Cup final, which Newcastle lost to Manchester United. "Wembley was amazing," said Murphy. "The feeling was a lot different this time compared to when we were runners-up a couple of seasons ago. We felt ready. We felt this was our time. The build-up was good. A lot less nerves. Once the game started, something felt different. Murphy on his England dream, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Jacob Murphy, left, was on England under 21 duty in 2017 when he learned of Newcastle's interest. Murphy has not played for England at any level since the 2017 European Under 21 Championship. He reportedly turned down a chance to change his international allegiance to Nigeria, where his biological father is from, earlier this year. And he is hoping for a first senior call-up this summer by Thomas Tuchel. He was given encouragement by Magpies teammate Dan Byrne, at the age of 32, making his England debut under the German during the last international break. Dan has not only been a really good friend, but he's been a great inspiration for myself and a lot of people in the dressing room, said Murphy. To see him getting the accolades and for people to really appreciate him as a player at 32, that is added incentive. Dreams of playing international football can still be there. Credit to the new manager for putting faith in Dan at such an age. Hopefully people at 30 aren't being overlooked. 30 is the new 25. It's something I can see. But I know taking care of my club form is going to give me the best opportunity to represent my country. Related topics, Premier League. Newcastle United football, more on this story, latest Newcastle news, analysis and fan views, get Newcastle news sent straight to your phone, published July 26, 2022, top stories, Man Utd and Tottenham set up titanic battle to salvage season, published 10 hours ago, live. Reaction as Spurs, Man Utd and Chelsea reach European finals, 5,268 viewing, 5.3k viewing, it's going to upset a lot of people, Postecoglou, published 9 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, award-winning biographical war drama, items with extraordinary wartime stories, Lovingly Restored, a gripping prison drama featuring Stephen Graham, hit mockumentary starring Charlie and Daisy May Cooper, elsewhere in sport, Man Utd and Tottenham set up titanic battle to salvage season, 12 from Leinster, 2 from Wales, the Lions squad in numbers, the Giro d'Italia's race for pink is anyone's guess, Maresca excited to face football dad in final, Isak? Sesko? Gyökeres? Inside Arsenal's summer plans, 5 talking points from Lions squad announcement, the League of Farmers. How PSG and Inter defied the odds. PSG beat Arsenal in Paris to reach Champions League final. Video: PSG beat Arsenal in Paris to reach Champions League final. Meet Michelle Kong, the woman leading a football revolution, clock ticking on Arteta to prove he can be a winner. Where does Inter v Barca rank among best ever semi-finals? In pictures, sporting photos of the week, stunning stats and Ronaldo behavior, is Yamal cut out to rival Messi? 2 concussions in a month was scary and it's why I'm retiring. Is the risk that Mercedes took with Antonelli paying off? Zhao beats Williams in historic final, highlights. Video: Zhao beats Williams in historic final, highlights, ask me anything, the BBC Sports Service designed to serve you, home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\data\global_navigation, country====and language```eng```and service```\props```country```it\language```commercial